Chapter 12, On Obedience. Obedience is another indispensable implement in the struggle against our selfish will. With obedience, you cut off your physical members, the better to be able to serve with the spiritual, says John Climacus. And again, obedience is the grave of your own will, but from it arises humility. You must remember that you have, of your own free will, given yourself over to slavery, and let the cross you wear around your neck be a reminder of this. Through slavery you are proceeding towards true freedom. But has the slave a will of his own? He must learn to obey. Perhaps you ask, whom should I obey? The saints answer, you shall obey your leaders. Who are my leaders, you ask? Where shall I find any now that it is so utterly hard to discover a genuine leader? Then the Holy Fathers reply, the Church has foreseen this too. Therefore, since the time of the Apostles, it has given us a teacher who surpasses all others, and who can reach us everywhere, wherever we are and under whatever circumstances we live. Whether we live in the city or countryside, married or single, poor or rich, the teacher is always with us, and we always have the opportunity to show him obedience. Do you wish to know his name? It is holy fasting. God does not need our fasting. He does not even need our prayer. The perfect cannot be thought of as suffering any lack or needing anything that we, the creatures of his making, could give him. Nor does he crave anything from us. But, says John Chrysostom, he allows us to bring him offerings for the sake of our own salvation. The greatest offering we can present to the Lord is our own self. We cannot do this without giving up our own will. We learn to do this through obedience, and obedience we learn through practice. The best form of practice is that provided by the Church in her prescribed fast days and seasons. Besides fasting, we have other teachers to whom we can show obedience. They meet us at every step in our daily life, if only we recognize their voices. Your wife wants you to take your raincoat with you. Do as she wishes to practice obedience. Your fellow worker asks you to walk with her a little way. Go with her to practice obedience. Wordlessly, the infant asks for care and companionship. Do as it wishes as far as you can, and thus practice obedience. A novice in a cloister could not find more opportunity for obedience than you in your own home, and likewise at your job and in your dealings with your neighbor. Obedience breaks down many barriers. You achieve freedom and peace as your heart practices non-resistance. You show obedience, and thorny hedges give way before you. Then love has open space in which to move about. By obedience, you crush your pride, your desire to contradict, your self-wisdom and stubbornness that imprison you within a hard shell. Inside that shell, you cannot meet the God of love and freedom. Thus, make it a habit to rejoice when an opportunity for obedience offers. It is quite unnecessary to seek one, for you may easily fall into a studied servility that leaves you astray into self-righteous virtue. You may depend upon it that you are sent just as many opportunities for obedience as you need, and the very kind that are most suitable for you. But if you notice that you have let an opportunity slip by, reproach yourself. You have been like a sailor who has let a favorable wind go by unused. For the wind, it was a matter of indifference whether it was used or not. But for the sailor, it was a means of reaching his destination sooner. Thus you should think of obedience and all the means that are offered us by the Holy Trinity in that way.